Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hey, Stephen, how are you going?
I'm very well, mate. How's yourself?
Absolutely buzzing. It's the start of a new week, and it's a week full of possibilities.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say.
And you and I both walked in, like, pretty well rested this morning.
I know.
Starting the week on the right foot. Like, I don't know. I had a pretty relaxing weekend. Yourself?
Yeah, it was busy, but so good. I've just had a great time. You know?
That's all you can ask for.
Exactly. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. I feel well rested too,
yes,
to be honest.
Yes, there's something in the air. You know what? That means everyone in Newcastle is.
Yay!
You can just feel it. Feel that? Oh, yeah. Amazing.
It's well rested.
Amazing.
Tick, tick, tick. All of us ready for a big week.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm very much looking forward to this.
What was your absolute highlight of the weekend, Stephen?
Me and Sean went for a picnic on Saturday for a birthday.
So romantic.
Nice. Yeah, I'll get into that a bit later in the show. But
lovely,
yeah,
lovely. Jess, yourself, absolute highlight?
I spent the weekend at an Airbnb in Bacolben, so it was all a highlight.
Wow.
That is nice.
Fancy.
So much romance in the air is what I can feel.
Mine was with two girlfriends, but yeah, sure.
So much romance in the air.
Your highlight?
For me, it was last night.
Uh-huh.
Just had a lovely meal. I've tried this new beer called The Grifter. Have you had that one?
I have not.
It's made south of Newcastle in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll let it off because it's so delicious.
Yeah, okay.
I deleted about four of them just to make sure, like quality control, that these are all good.
Oh, you're a good man.
I'll give you the top tip. They're all good. New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Now, Jess, news of an attempted carjacking yesterday. What's going on there?
Yeah, so just after midday, a driver was at the traffic lights on Lookout Road at New Lambton when he was approached by an unknown man. This guy was apparently armed with a knife, got into the front passenger seat, punched the driver, and while that was going on, a second man got into the back seat of the car, and he was apparently armed with a firearm. They managed to get away with some cash and the man's Rolex watch. The driver managed to accelerate as the guy in the front seat was getting out, so he fell onto the roadway, and that's when the other guy also made a run for it. When the driver got home, he called police, told them what happened. Described the men as Caucasian. They were both wearing black face masks. One was Asian, his 30s, with blonde hair, he reckons, and the other had light brown hair. So anyone who may have been at that area, who may have dash cam footage, police would really like to see that, and anyone who has any other information being urged to get in touch with police.
Jeez.
Something out of a movie, isn't it?
I know, but cash and a Rolex watch, that feels targeted, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, not sure.
I mean, like, what are the chances?
Coincidental, yeah.
What are the chances of, picking a random car? Who's got a Rolex?
This guy.
Unless it was a real nice car.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But still, like, then the chance of cash as well? I don't know. I'm not doing police work here by any stretch.
I'm not going to speculate.
No, I would never either.
Not if you're not getting paid for it anyway.
No, exactly.
Paid police work.
Yeah, that's right. They want to pay me.
Good. Anyway, changing pace because, I mean, yesterday could have been the Knights' last home game, but looks like it won't be now, Jess.
Yeah, so we now have a finals game at home, semi-finals. We
Come
had
on.
Eighth yes. win in a row yesterday. It was looking a little bit touch and go in the first half, but I don't know, whatever they talked about at halftime seemed to light a bit of a fire under the Knights, and they managed to demolish Cronulla 32-6, which is awesome. Dom Young scored his 21st try of the season, which is equaling the record for most tries in a season for a player at the Knights,
wow,
which is awesome. Greg Marzu scored his 19th. There is a little bit of concern about Kalen Ponga. He went down after a bit of a rough tackle pretty late in the second half during the press conference after the game. Adam O'Brien hadn't really spoken to him, hadn't heard what the injury was or potentially how bad it is, so I'm sure we'll probably find out today what the go is there.
He's spoken to him. He knew. I reckon they've been so, like, Adam O'Brien's been so cagey with this Jacko Hastings injury as well.
That's right.
He's
that's
been
right.
named the last 2 weeks and hasn't had a
and
look
hasn't,
in.
And hasn't, yeah.
Anyway, I think that, like, given the circumstances and given that, you know, finals around the corner, regardless of how he's feeling, they'll probably give Kalen the week off next week, I reckon.
They're full
probably
Sam Kerr-ing it. And they'll get him in uniform and sit him there and
get him warming up.
That's it, you know. And just not tell them they're keeping tight lip. They've learnt the lesson, I reckon, from the Matildas.
Yeah, there you go. And of course, it was great to see both, you know, the men and the women get up yesterday, sold out McDonald Jones Stadium.
Oh yeah, exactly. And the fourth game in a row for the ladies, fourth win, which is awesome. So fingers crossed we can get a home semi final for them too.
That'd be
absolutely lovely, wouldn't it? Oof. Care to dream. New FM.
The Novos on New FM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Mobys.com.au.
And Crevo, you were saying to me this morning that over the weekend you noticed the sun's out for longer.
Oof, it's absolutely lovely.
Like, we're getting into what? We must be only be a couple days away. Are we in spring already?
No, it's a couple days away. You got it right. Yeah. End of the week.
There you go. So as we head into the warmer weather, how good this be? A little beachside retreat. And, of course, you can win it. That well-deserved escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house. All you got to do, share your thoughts on the show, Crevo.
That's right. It doesn't get any easier. Imagine that. You're taking friends, family, whatever you want, off to this lovely beach house, relaxing, thinking, I don't pay a cent for this. New FM hooked me up.
You wouldn't have to tell them that, though.
No.
And, of course, we've already put plenty of Novocastrians in the draw last week, but this week we're going to continue. And, of course, at the end of the week, we're going to announce a winner for this little chic two-bed beach-style house. It's all thanks to our friends at Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. You can book at mobys.com.au. Of course, get involved in the show and you can win it on us.
New FM. And you've heard of, like, a porch pirate. These are people nicking packages off someone's porch, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. And that's why, there's been such a surge in popularity of Ring cameras.
That's right, because people want to know, who's taking the thing from Amazon or whatever it is?
Uh-huh.
This is taking it to another level, though, because a guy called Robin Swanger, that's his real name, has apparently stolen a guy's entire porch.
Now, what? So not a package on it, the whole porch?
Yeah, so in America, right, they love to put on, like, the little wooden porch at the front.
Just an extension, I suppose,
yeah,
right?
Just a small one with a little fence and the little steps up the side.
Right, okay.
He's just taken a repro saw and just cut the whole thing off and taken it to his own side.
What, just his next door neighbour?
Yeah. So, this is so ridiculous because you imagine you come home, where's my porch? Somebody's taken it. First thing you're going to do is look left and right. That's your natural reaction. And, there, it's on my neighbours.
Oh, that's it. 2 + 2 = 4, isn't it? You come home, that's funny, my porch is gone. That's also funny, my neighbour has a brand new porch, the exact same as my old one.
I mean, this is so
crazy. What an idiot.
When I was Googling it this morning, though, apparently this is a bit of a thing in America.
Can't be.
I'm not even joking. If you search Detroit porch stolen. So this one was the first one we talked about was in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
There's several porches that have been nicked off people's houses.
In Detroit?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. It seems like so much effort for so little reward. Like,
I know.
What are they hooking up to the back of their car and towing it or something?
I'm not sure how the mechanics of it work, but there was one in June and then one back in February, both in Detroit.
Wow. So unbelievable.
This is a trend.
How do people think they're going to get away with it?
I don't know.
It's just not sleek at all, is it?
And of all crimes, what is the incentive? I just really wish that I was closer to, like, at a higher point on the footpath when I reach my front door.
Yeah, I got no idea.
Get your own steps. Like, I can't believe it. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, here we go for a Monday. This is
Come
a chance
now.
To grab some easy prizes, right? Start the week, get yourself sorted with three of a kind. Now, if you've never heard this, this is how it works. We give you three things, three words, and then you have to figure out what's the theme between them. Then you yell out your name as your buzzer. you know your name, sort it. Right? And then if you can do that faster than your opponent, you get yourself some prizes.
All right, it's a quick example for you, Crevo.
Sure.
Once again, your name is your buzzer. Don't forget that.
I'm ready.
If I were to say to you, Milwaukee, Ryobi, and Makita.
Crevo.
Go on.
Power tool brands.
Yeah, really
sorted.
That simple.
I'd get myself 1 point on the board, right? Here we go.
Yeah, that's simple. 4967-4105, that magic number to call up and to cure your Monday blues today, Crevo. Up for grabs. We've got a double pass to End to End, which is happening Saturday, 16th of September. Now, if you haven't heard about this yet, definitely worth getting involved. Basically, it's this like food, wine, and music festival happening in Pacolbin.
All in one.
It's labeled, it's advertised as a three venue. 15 wineries, gourmet food, live music, celebrity chefs, bush tucker, boutique beers, so much more.
Wow.
Looking on their website, looks pretty flash.
Yeah.
And these tickets are worth upwards of, you know, north of $100.
Yeah, I think like a double's worth over 120 or something. So you want to get your mitts on these, right?
4967-4105, that magic number to call, plus a little cherry on top, Crevo. Everyone on the show today as well in the draw for $100 fuel cards. So
you could get out there on us as well.
You could get the tickets on us and you could get out there with the fuel on us as well. 4967-4105.
So let's meet our contestants this morning. First of all, in North Lambton, rather. Steve, good morning. You ready to take on three of a kind?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
That's what we love to hear. A positive can-do attitude. Up against you, Steve, we've got Matt in Mayfield. Hey, Matt.
How you going?
Very well, mate. Have a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Nice one.
Lovely to hear. Well, without a further ado, let's cure some Monday blues, shall we, Crevo?
Yeah, let's do it.
And get into three of a kind. A bit of housekeeping first, of course. We do need to test the technology. So your name is your buzzer. Steve, let's test yours first.
Steve!
Oh, lovely. Love that. Ooh. Matt, you're next?
Matt.
All right. Easy as. Let's get
also
into this.
There.
both our contestants here ready to battle it out. All right. Best of luck, gentlemen. Your first one this morning is, let's go, tennis, badminton, ping pong.
Matt,
quickest there?
Racket sports.
Racket sports on the board. Well done, Matt. First point in your corner. Still plenty of time to catch up, though, Steve. You're still in this game.
That's it. And by that, you mean you've got one more chance.
Yeah, okay. all right, your next one is, gentlemen, let's go. Life of Brian, Holy Grail, The Meaning
Steve.
Of Life. Oh, Steve, quickest there.
Oh, they're all Monty Python sketches.
Absolutely they are, mate. Yeah, congratulations.
One apiece.
I love when we go to a tiebreaker.
This is getting exciting
particularly
here.
On a Monday. Oh, we got the dramatic music going. All right, gentlemen, best of luck. Your tiebreaker is orangutan, chimpanzee, gorilla.
Matt.
Steve.
Matt was quickest there.
Monkeys.
I need to be a bit more specific than that.
Orangutan.
We're not going to go with that. We'll go to Steve. Have you got a guess?
Primates
is what we're looking for.
You'll be okay.
Well done, mate. Congratulations. Off to back-to-back. Be gorgeous day in the Hunter, I'm sure. And I'm sure you'll enjoy that as well. Like we said, north of $120, those tickets are worth. And I mean,
absolutely lovely.
It's
what
winning
more do you
winning
want
on your Monday? And if you want to go to this festival, of course, we're giving away tickets all week. So same time, same place tomorrow. If you know, listen to that and thought you could do it,
I could do that.
Yeah, tomorrow will be your next chance, right here on UFM. And Crevo, I guess Father Time is catches up with everyone eventually.
Sure,
you're coming up to the big 4-0.
I'm nearly 50.
Wow, it's you know it creeps up on you as much as you fight. Unfortunately, Father Time is undefeated.
That's right,
and it gets even the you know some of our favourite celebs get done in by Father Time,
I know.
Including none other than Kevin Hart, who I guess has a public service announcement for those entering the middle stage. Just in life. I'll let him give you this public service announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the age 40 is real. To all my men, women out there that are 40 years old and above, it's not a game. Respect that age, or that age will make you respect it.
Yeah, so obviously he's had a bit of an incident, right? And he's realized he's getting a little bit old because all of a sudden, Kevin Hart is now wheelchair-bound after he had a bit of a bet, I suppose, or a challenge with former NFL running back Stephen Ridley. I'll let him... He's a funnier man than me, so I'll let him describe what happened.
I'm in a wheelchair. Why? Well, because I tried to jump out there and do some young stuff. Some young man stuff, and I was told to sit my ass down. Me and Steven, we got into a little debate. This debate was based off of who was faster. 40-yard dash. Guys, I blew all my tore my lower abdomen. My abductors are torn. I don't even know what that is, but I tore them. I tore those two. I can't walk. Stupid as ever. Now I can't walk because I'm somewhere trying to get the title of the fastest at the barbecue. What was I thinking, son?
He's just gone for a 40-yard dash. Not even that long. He's blown everything. Basically torn all his muscles. He's wheelchair bound, so he's like basically getting pushed around in a wheelchair at the moment.
Till he can, all those muscles can repair.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm guessing, right, that he was a very fast runner as a young man.
Yeah, yeah. And well, then, he's quite athletic. Like,
yeah.
He's participated for years in the NBA celebrity game.
Right.
And he won like MVP of that 3 years or 4 years or something like that. Like, quite a good athlete.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he's trying to hold on to the dreads of youth that, you know,
yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm still young.
I can still hack it
with these young kids.
Unfortunately not.
Like I said before, father time undefeated. And for all those, like Kevin Hart said, who are 40,
mm-hmm.
not a joke. 40 and above is not a joke. Be careful. And if you're going to do something like that, my number one tip, just a bit of stretching beforehand.
That's
I think it might help.
A really good tip.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
So on Saturday, I was in the shop, Stephen.
Yeah.
And this, mum comes in with her daughter who's looked like she was in some sports uniform.
Right, okay. I was like, weekend sport.
Weekend sport, yeah. I was like, oh, what sort of team are you playing for? She went, oh, Cardiff Panthers in the, in netball.
Right, okay.
We just won. And I was like, oh, brilliant. Congratulations. Up the Panthers. And she goes, no, no, the Panthers.
The Panthers?
I was like, what? Like, you're out of breath? And then she just didn't even get it. Like, she was 9 or 7 or something like that.
So they're not the Panthers. They're the Panthers.
And then I've tried to Google it, and all I can find is Panthers. So I'm not really sure whether she doesn't know or her and her mum don't know.
She's just heard it wrong her whole life. And
maybe.
Now she's just convinced it's the Panthers.
Surely it's the Panthers.
You'd have to think so, wouldn't you?
Anyway, congratulations. They won at the weekend.
To the Cardiff Panthers or Panthers or both. Congratulations to both teams,
either,
I suppose.
And I'm not really sure.
Wow.
Hey, look, up next, we're doing a bit of a situation on success stories for people who have dropped out of school, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we want to chat more about that in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And Cremo, this video has been going viral of this poor girl. She must be like 17 or something like that, just in her last year of school. So she's doing her uni entry exams and she's flunked them all. Like, she's in a real state of distress because, you know, unfortunately, she's not done very well in her exams.
Mm-hmm.
She's talked a bit about some of the mistakes she made. Probably the most, I guess, biggest blunder of the lot was she mixed up the Grinch and Scrooge in her English exam. Obviously not the same thing.
And English was one she was hoping to do well in.
Yeah, so...
Unfortunately, that's a no.
Not interchangeable at all.
No.
So, you know, she's flunked out and she's thinking, oh, no, this is the end of the world, and you know, my life's never going to be the same. And it got us thinking, you know, it is the pointy end of the year.
Sure.
And there's never been more pressure on high school students than there is today.
That's right, because they see those tests as the be all and end all, right?
They do, and not their fault that they see it as that. They're basically sold that. Like, I was only in the high school system not even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, even when I was going through school, so much pressure put on you, both from your parents, but also from teachers, you know? I guess teachers want to do well for their job as well. I don't know. Lots of pressure from lots of different people.
Sure.
And it is sold to you that, like, if you don't know what you're doing at 17 and you don't do well in these exams, your life, it's never going to be the same.
That's right. And that's so, like, on reflection, that's crazy. It's not the case at all.
Not the case at all. So we thought, for a bit of a feel-good, you know, vibe on your Monday, get rid of those Monday blues, let's open up the lines, 4967-4105, for your dropout success story. So whether you dropped out of high school, maybe you dropped out of uni, college, TAFE, whatever, you've made something good of yourself. You know, you've really come good in the later years of your life.
And also, maybe it's someone you know as well that's become really successful that didn't, you know, use that formal education. Because let's try and make kids who might be listening, you know, in those older years, give them a, you know, I guess something to not so stressed about.
Take the weight off a little bit.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's such a stressful time, yeah.
4967-4105. Drop out success stories. Did you not finish all the formal education? You've still done well for yourself. Up for grabs this morning, just for sharing your story, we've got the $100 fuel cards. You'll be in the draw for those, which, hey, price of fuel right now, doesn't matter how successful you are, it's pretty expensive, right?
And, of course, success is a relative term as well.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to be a billionaire.
No.
Success is, you know, living a comfortable life. Maybe you're a business owner or something like that. You're just doing well for yourself and for your family. That's what we're looking for. Just to take the stress off these kids come the pointy end of the year. Let's go to Warners Bay first. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Very well, mate. Now, tell us a bit about your story. Is it you or someone you know? What's going on?
That's about me, All through high school, you know, I was at doors with no friends, had no friends, didn't really fit in,
mm-hmm.
and didn't succeed in school at all. I didn't even finish year 10.
Right, okay.
I dropped out, I left school, and now I've had multiple jobs, I've got a happy little family, I'm working now, I'm actually on my way to work now.
Oh, yeah, there it goes, perfect, that's it, and that's what it's about.
What I've learnt with school is, success in school is a whole different... To me, it's a whole different planet to success in the real world.
There you go. And you know what? Those are words to live by.
Doesn't necessarily transfer, and that's it. If you're happy and you've got a good family and, you know, you're happy with the way your life is, that's successful.
That is
the definition of success, I reckon.
That's it. They don't, like, getting good grades, that doesn't get you anything if you can't pursue it further anyway.
Exactly. Let's go next to Elmore Vale. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Now, tell us a bit about your story.
My story, many years ago. So, I left in year 9,
mm-hmm.
and I went and worked at David Jones at Westfield Garden City back then.
Yep, okay.
And I worked there for 13 years. And then after that, after I had my family and everything, I decided to have a career change, and I went into childcare.
Oh, what a rewarding career.
Yeah, completely different to retail.
Yeah.
Still in it, and now I work at Oosh before and after school care.
You love your life?
I love my life. I'm happily married with kids, and I own my own house.
See, it's all possible, isn't it? Like, you just got to, I guess, let go of those societal expectations that, you know, those high exam results that mean everything and just move, you know, get to that next level.
It's not the end of the world, is it?
Yeah.
It certainly isn't.
You know, if you are doing your, I guess, year 12 this year, or maybe it's your kids and they're really stressing out, just make sure you let them know, yes, it is important, do your best and all that sort of stuff, but it does not mean everything.
Exactly.
New FM.
Quick shout out, Karevo, to the Newcastle Falcons, who took out the Waratah Youth Men's Grand Final League victory yesterday. So
nice.
Takes their season to 21-0, and obviously, like, 21 wins, 0 losses, and rounding that off with a Grand Final win. I mean, rightfully so, they were celebrating yesterday. I joined them for a bit of their celebrations. They're at the GR in Lambton.
Yeah, nice.
Having a few beverages, which was nice.
So they win every single game?
Every single game, including the grand final.
I think, is that the most successful sporting team in Newcastle right now?
Got to be close to, doesn't it?
Whoa, that is good. That'd be a good celebration, wouldn't it?
Oh, rightfully so, they were celebrating. I mean, the club... Nice, you know, nicely put on a bar tab for them.
Lovely.
You guys celebrate. I'm sure those who foolishly didn't book off work today will be absolutely hurting, but the rest of the team celebrated rightfully so. And yeah, just a shout out to them for taking out the grand final.
Congrats indeed. Now, did you manage to get one of those drinks off the bar tab?
Maybe a couple. Maybe a little sneaky, you know.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Wriggled my way in. But, yeah, it was at the stage where all of them were just so happy and so, you know, in such a euphoric state of winning.
Sure.
They were just like, you have a beer, you have a beer.
Oh, yeah.
All Oprah Winfrey-ing it. But, you know, I don't know. It was good to see.
21-0, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You don't get seasons like that very often, so congratulations to those boys.
Indeed, New FM.
And Crevo, up next, I'm going to talk a bit about my exciting adventure through the Hunter Valley over the weekend.
Ooh-hoo.
But now, there's an exciting adventure happening as we speak, which launched over the weekend, and it's the hunt for Nessie, of course.
What, the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, of course, Loch Ness in Scotland, basically the biggest hunt they've had in over 50 years.
Let me guess, they found nothing?
No, well, don't say that. I mean, this is a massive...
does exist.
This is a massive hunt. So, I mean, they've got drones involved, webcams, they've got, you know, all the technology, the bits and bobs. They've got hundreds of people involved in this search, either physically there at Loch Ness or, you know, monitoring streams online, etc. And while there hasn't been a physical sighting of Nessie yet...
Of course there hasn't.
Oh, stop it. I am a believer. A 60-foot hydrophone, which is being used to detect sounds from below the Loch Ness...
Yeah.
...has detected at least 4 very distinct noises.
Oh, so, give it up. A fish has done a fart. That's all that's happened.
No. So, obviously, I mean, there's... movements being made and, you know, there's discoveries happening as we speak and this search is still going on. So don't give up hope yet. The big question, though, is...
believe you're a believer.
What are they going to do when they see Nessie? Like, what's going to happen? So if you were the one to first see Nessie, Crevo, sure. What are you doing?
Of course, you've got to figure out how to monetize it. That's the main thing I'm thinking of. Try and capture it, maybe, get it in a zoo, that sort of thing.
Oh, no, nothing.
Charge for tickets.
Nothing
job
so
done.
Sinister. I mean, hopefully you wouldn't remove Nessie from her rightful home, but...
It's a her, is it?
I'm going to say so, but yeah, some right. people, you know... yeah, they're on the same train of thought as you in terms of trying to make money from it. And lots of people...
Do-re-me.
Yeah, a lot of people trying to take a photo. Obviously, get that money shot with Nessie, of course. Hard evidence, a photo that would go viral and they'd bring them fame and fortune. Others, though, appear to have bolder ideas for Nessie. This is a quote from an article, right? Others appear to have bolder ideas, like a man who was spotted in the Loch Ness gift shop, a wooden sword slung over his back. He's going to try and, I guess, slay the Loch Ness Monster.
Is that what he thinks is going to happen? It's going to get so close to him.
What do you think? He's going to be a hero as well, huh? Like, he's going to walk out the Loch Ness with his sword over his head in one hand, holding Nessie's head in the other. Like,
what do you think is going to happen? Hundreds and hundreds of years, people have been looking for it, trying to take photos, can't even get a photo. One grainy little lump in the background that's probably a stick. You think it's going to be so close to you, you're going to be able to stab it with a wooden stick? You're off your head, mate.
Well, I don't know. You know, a lot of people are there, and I do hold hope.
Are you one of the ones monitoring a webcam?
I had a little bit of a look over the weekend.
You have lost your mind.
Oh, well.
New FM.
And, Crevo, on the weekend, it was Siobhan's birthday.
Oh, how nice. Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's obviously first one you've shared together in a while, yeah?
Yeah, because we were doing long distance for that 12 months. But now she's moved over to Newcastle, so I thought... for her birthday, let's highlight some of the great things that the Hunter has to show with a mystery picnic.
What is this? Tell us about this.
So basically, I ordered this thing online. It was called a mystery picnic. And how it works is the night before, so on the Friday night, because we did it on Saturday, you get sent your first clue of the picnic.
Ooh.
So what you got to do is solve the riddle, or whatever it is, your first clue is, and that gives you your first destination for the next day. So, you know, we did our little puzzle.
Yeah.
And the first destination we had was Cocoa Nib Artisan Chocolates.
Ooh,
right?
Nice.
Hunter Valley there. So, well, you know, we knew that's our first destination come Saturday. So we got up early and packed our picnic rug and our cutlery and all that and set off. Once we got there, they were like, you know, we're here for the mystery picnic. No dramas. We got a little bag of coconut rough.
Oh,
so
how
good.
Nice.
What a sweetie to start your day.
Yeah.
Right? So we thought, wow, this is unreal. And once there, you get your next clue to go to the next place.
Oh, it's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, so the idea is throughout the day, you solve the clues and you pick up all the different stuff for your picnic basket.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you enjoy a nice picnic together.
Wow, so romantic.
Yeah, so when we were there, obviously, we picked up our coconut rough. We also got our next clue, which took us to Hunter Valley Cheese Co. So
nice.
We were there, we got an array of cheeses. I think it was one hard cheese, one soft cheese, and a bunch of deli meats and stuff as well.
Do you prefer it hard?
Soft.
Yeah,
soft
right.
cheese, I
fair
think.
Fair enough, yeah, fair enough.
While we were there as well, we couldn't help ourselves. We bought some Hunter Valley wild olives.
Ooh.
Never had wild olives
before.
Are
they like the little skinny ones?
Yeah, not a lot of meat on them, but tasty. Oh, they were good. Yeah. So we couldn't help ourselves. We bought some of that as well. From there, next clue, you know, we're excited. We're starting to build a little bit of a picnic basket now. Rofter Smelly Cheese Shop, the one at Roche Estate.
Oh, that's nice there.
Beautiful. Yeah,
yeah, I've been there a couple of times.
Picked up some pickled veg there. And again, couldn't help yourself. You walk in. This is how they get you. You know, yeah. They give you that free stuff as part of the picnic, but you're in there and you're like, oh my God.
Look,
it's
at
like
all
a
these...
candy shop.
Yeah.
So we picked up some balsamic vinegar while we were there. Oh, so delicious. I had it on a salad last night, actually. Oh,
you're living your best life.
And then the final stop of our little mystery picnic took us to Parched Crow Wines, where we got like a bottle of Shiraz and you're on the lakefront there and got to enjoy it.
So you roll out the picnic blanket, you know, is that what you do? Is that the spot?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice
one. Yeah, and we pulled out, you know, nice and romantic. We pulled out our wine glasses. Yeah, a little clink together. Enjoyed our picnic and, you know, me and Siobhan, we're greedy guts. So we had an extra couple stops to our picnic as well. Our basket was basically bursting.
Yeah, overflowing. Yeah, no.
Because, you know, if you're in the Hunter Valley, you've got to go to Benori Dairy. Have you had their marinated feta?
No.
Oh, Crevo. Crevo, treat yourself. Unreal.
I feel like we need to turn the music back on for Stephen and the feta.
I know, the marinated feta is very good there, but...
Is it rich and creamy?
It is rich and creamy, very nice.
Slight crumble.
Now, you know, for all transparency, costs you a lot more than it would to just organise a picnic and go yourself. Yeah, it's the novelty of it.
Sure,
you know?
That's fun, right?
Yeah, so it was a bit of fun. We got to go see lots of, you know, Siobhan new to the Hunter.
Mm.
Got to go see a bunch of new places in the valley and enjoy a nice picnic at the end of it. Highly recommend. A bit of fun. Something you do once, probably, because, like I said, a bit pricey.
Yeah.
But it's an adventure.
And so romantic as well. Yeah. Jeez. I mean, what a great day. I might try that. Sounds nice, man.
Bit of fun.
Thanks for that. As you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos on New FM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Moby's.com.au.
How's that bed? I'm relaxed already.
I know.
Turn it up a little bit, Creamy.
Hang on, here we go. Oh, feel relaxed. Imagine that beach on your doorstep. What's that? Can you hear that? That's the waves lapping at the door. Well, that's a bit close, maybe a bit further back.
It could all be a reality, of course. You can win yourself a well-deserved escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house, all by sharing your thoughts with us on the show. It is so simple. Basically, all last week, we chucked a bunch of Nova Cashmere's in the drawer. We're going to do the same this week, and come Friday, one lucky person is going to win themselves a Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. You can book mobys.com.au, but why would you when you can win it on us? Well, I mean, if you don't win it on us, of course.
Then you book it.
Then you got to book it. But, you know, you can get in the draw all this week, and come Friday, you might not have to book. You might win it on us.
All local winners as well. And that's what we're all about here at New FM. So, yeah, make sure you just get involved with the show.
And the next chance to get involved in the show, coming up in a matter of minutes, because we're talking about shrinkflation, Crevo.
That's right. Price stays the same. Oh, but that's gotten smaller. New FM. And we're talking shrinkflation here. And this all kicked off, first of all, because this cafe in Melbourne, right, it's had this Eggs Benny that people took a photo of, $22, two little, eggs on a bit of ham and toast.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, well, that is very expensive, the issue is, just a few months ago, it used to be double. So it was two pieces of toast, two hams, and three or four eggs on the plate, filled up the plate. Now it's the same price, they kept the 22, but it's only half.
What they would have done is put it on a smaller plate as well.
That's right.
They wouldn't have kept it on the same size.
No, they're not mad. And I've witnessed this locally. So I go to this place and get the pretty regularly, like a ham cheese croissant, right?
Yep.
I've noticed in the last few months, prices stayed the same, which I'm grateful for, but there's only one slice of ham now.
Oh,
no. It used to be like three or four, like a big amount of ham, three or four, so you get a good bite of ham through. Now, it's just like a piece of paper of ham just gliding through there. On a profile, you can hardly see it.
Not good enough, is it?
From above, you got the pinkness of the ham, but on the side, you can hardly see it there.
You know what's done mean as well? Mm. I used to have a bit of a regular, I won't name names, obviously, but you used to have a regular kind of lunch stop.
Yeah.
So they did a great lunch special. $15 you got yourself, you know, like a nice pasta meal.
Lovely.
Now, all of a sudden, the size of this pasta has just been shrinking and shrinking. Similar situation to what you said, same price.
Yeah.
So you, on the, you know, from an outside view, you think, wow, this is still a great deal. But as that plate comes to you, smaller and smaller every time. You almost need two to fill you up now.
That's right. So, this is what we want to do here. 4967-4105. Have you noticed any shrinkflation? It could be, you know, in supermarket products. Like, we're talking cafes and stuff here. But it could be, like, supermarket products where you've gone, that chip's not as much in that bag anymore. That sort of stuff. Or something, the price has just gone through the roof. They're gone, we're not making it smaller, but we put the cost right up.
Yeah, everyone's been hit, of course, by the cost of living. Mm. So, I mean, everyone feels the effects of shrinkflation more so than you ever did in the past, I reckon.
That's right. 4967-4105 if you've noticed this. And to guess balance off the all of that, what we're going to do is hook you up with $100 fuel cards. You're in the draw for them just for getting on the show this morning.
How good's that? 4967-4105. Naming and shaming. Time to, I guess, vent. Get all that energy off your chest, all that bad energy.
Yeah.
And, of course, tell us the cases of shrinkflation you've seen right across the Hunter. We'll go to Madawi first. Good morning, Troy. Where have you seen shrinkflation?
We've kibbled dog food. It's gone down about a third out of the packet.
Really?
That's... Yeah. What, is there a brand that you're using? Or is it just all across the board?
Supercoat.
Yeah, right. Watch out. I mean, I'm sure they're a great company, especially if they ever want to sponsor the show. But give
cheeky,
us more kibble.
Cheeky as well, because you don't really look at the dog food as much.
That's right. Same bag, less biscuits.
Oh, no good at all. We'll go to Belmont next. Good morning, Jenny. Where have you seen this happening?
Potato chips. I'm addicted to them and they're getting smaller and double the price.
Oh, that's even worse. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, you enjoy paying for your air, do you, Jenny?
I do. A big paper bag full of air.
Yeah. They're lucky they taste good. That's all I'll say. That's how they get you.
Jenny, love that. I reckon you and her could push on and start a podcast.
I think we could. You're in trouble, I think, Crevo.
Stroud next. Hey, Sue, where have you seen shrinkflation?
We went to Taree and we got a couple of medium hot chocolates for a brekkie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they no longer have smalls. Their medium size is now small. And so they've downsized. They've no longer got smalls anymore.
That's
so what? Their small, medium, large is now medium, large, extra large in effect. That is so. Oh, that is so cheeky.
That's Taree for you, though, isn't it? They always do stuff like that.
Wow, it's affecting lots of people across the Hunter clearly, and they've got these little savvy little tricks and tips, don't they, to get you, to sting you.
It feels like you're spending the same money, but you're getting less. I don't know. Watch out, is all I can say. You're a fan.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM, Star Spa.
Revo. It is back. New FM,
right.
Star Spa, of course. And
bubbling away.
Yeah, basically. We did it all last week, so if you're not familiar with this game yet, where on earth have you been? Basically,
that's right.
What's happening is you and I, we're chilling out in the spa at the moment.
You've got your best Speedos on. I've got my best G-Banger on.
Of course.
It's very comfy in here.
Of course, we're very comfortable in studio.
Yep.
And throughout the week, and throughout the day as well, rather, we're going to get celebrities to jump into the spa and, you know, join us and give you a little bit of a liner. And, of course, if you can recognise who the celebrity is through the, you know, the distraction and the bubbles of the spa, you can win yourself your very own six-person spa worth $10,000 thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Yeah, this is all thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, and it is super simple. So.
All right, time to invite our next celebrity into the spa. Come on over. Here we go.
If the pendulum swings, here I am, this is what matters, this is what's important to me, and this is it for me. And then over here, it's like, well, if the world's ending and we're all sliding sideways off our axis, then I want to dance. Let's party.
Very inspirational from the latest star in the spa. Sorry, if you think you recognise the voice, now's the time to call 4967 4105. If you identify it correctly, you can go in the draw for a $10,000 spa thanks to Just Spas Newcastle. Let's meet the person vying for said spa today. Well, the chance to go in the draw, of course, is Hayley from Cameron Park. Hey, Hayley, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did, quite relaxing, did some jobs.
Oh, yeah, well, that's nice. Good. And you can keep on relaxing if you, you know, get in the draw for this $10,000 spa. You got room for it out in Cameron Park?
Absolutely, I do.
You've already earmarked the patch of lawn, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, well,
Hayley's like, it's going right there.
We'll get you to answer or have a guess at the New FM star in New FM Star Spot in just a sec. But for those playing at home, let's listen to this quote one more time, Craig.
Here we go.
If the pendulum swings, here I am, this is what matters, this is what's important to me, and this is it for me. And then over here, it's like, well, if the world's ending and we're all sliding sideways off our axis, then I want to dance. Let's party.
All right, you've heard the quote again there, Hayley. We're going to press you for an answer. Who do you think is the star in UFM's Star Spa?
Is it Pink?
Cravo, is it Pink?
That is correct. Well, well done, you're in the draw.
Congratulations, Hayley.
Thank you.
No stress at all. And of course, you know, we're going to play New FM Star Spa right throughout the day, so it doesn't stop with us.
That's right.
Of course, Scott's got some chances to get in the draw for your work day, as well as Joel for your drive home, and Maddie at night. So make sure you keep New FM locked, loaded and loud, because all day we're going to chuck as many people as we can in the draw for this $10,000 spa, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle.
Yeah, somebody around Newcastle, Hunter, the lake, out the bay, some local person is going to walk away with this spa. It's going to be an awesome day here at New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New
FM. All right, producer Scott, what have you got for us? Some music news, yeah?
Music news, yes. We're starting in the Middle East today, gents, for a bit of controversy. Iggy Azalea, the Aussie rapper, was performing over in the Middle East recently, on Friday, in fact, and as she was performing, her pants split.
Uh-oh.
Now, normally, your wardrobe malfunction, you brush it off. However, they still do have very strict gender stereotypes over in the Middle East. She was ushered off stage, wasn't allowed to finish.
Really? They went, yeah, that's it, you've shown a bit of skin.
That's
done.
It, you're
yeah.
done.
That's it. The authorities came in and took her off. And look, and then fans were saying, why weren't you allowed to just get changed and come back out again? I think she was a bit more vocal about women's rights and gender rights than they would have liked. And so it was kind of like, okay, you won and done. And now you've done that, you're out.
Full Lenny Kravitz to it.
Yeah. Just, wow. Which is like, nah, and they did not approve, but she's taken to socials and said that it was possibly the worst place to have her pants split. She wasn't allowed to go back and do the show, but hopefully it's not a lasting thing. Like, it was obviously a malfunction.
Was she doing, was she twerking or something? And just,
must have been. Yeah. Must have been. There is a video up online if you do want to go and check it out. But, yeah, she just splits her pants.
Black Widow. There we go.
There you go, Black Widow baby, indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, all I can say is, yeah, hopefully there's no, like, legal repercussions.
No,
yeah,
like, come on. That would suck. That would suck, indeed. And sticking with music news, big news around Adele, gents, are two things about her. Number one is that she has opened up about how she collapsed backstage in L.A.
Oh.
Is this, like, recently?
Yeah, she had, Las Vegas, not L.A. She had a residency in Las Vegas, and she had, I do believe it's pronounced sciatica attack. And she was found backstage by the production team, sudden flare-up of the condition, and she couldn't move.
Wow, that is scary, isn't it?
So that was pretty recent.
Yeah, didn't she put off those shows for ages and ages?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to do with that, and maybe she's had some behind-the-scenes health stuff going on.
Mm. Wish her all the best, I
suppose. Yeah, it hasn't been come to light.
No, absolutely. And sticking with Adele, she's also come. It's been a big couple of days for Adele. One of the security guards at one of her concerts over in Las Vegas was giving members of the crowd a bit of a hard time, so she heckled him. She heckled the security guard up on stage, was like, what are you doing? Let him have a good time.
Uh-huh. This just seems to be a new trend, I reckon. Mm. We've seen lots of artists do this. Like, I'm sure Taylor Swift did
it. She has, yep.
Who else did it? There was another artist who did it as well.
Well, there was a lot of people that are doing it because they are The security guards are getting preemptively involved, particularly with this trend of throwing things up at the artist on stage.
Which you can understand.
Because, absolutely.
You know, if Adele gets hit by a vape flying through the air, it's the security guard's fault.
It's his job.
That's his job or her job to stop that vape flying up there. But if he's, you know, if they're getting too, I guess, aggressive with the crowd, you know, the star doesn't like that either.
Yeah, you're ruining their experience. And these people have paid hundreds and hundreds, depending on the artist, sometimes thousands of dollars to see them. And then if they're not doing anything and the security guard's shutting them down, yeah, no wonder you'd be a bit mad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real tightrope, isn't it?
It's a difficult situation for those artists. Oh, well, very good stuff. Thanks for that, Scott.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And a massive congratulations to the Knights. How good is this streak? I mean, very, very exciting.
8 in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, they've confirmed themselves a home final. And to top that off, yesterday I managed to watch both games because it was a double header.
Yeah.
Obviously, our men played yesterday afternoon. But before that with the ladies, they had a resounding win as well.
So winning on winning.
Yeah, literally winning on winning on winning. And like we said, the gentlemen, they've won 8 in a row. I believe the ladies are 5 from the last 6. They've won 4 in a row, 5 of the last 6.
It's just fantastic for this city. It really is.
A town as well that is just so, like, just bleeds Knights, don't they?
That's right.
The red and the blue.
Mm.
It's just exciting to see, finally, that they've had this potential for a while, particularly the men, had this potential of falling just short.
Yep.
Nice to see them finally get the results and give this town the winners they deserve. That's what I think.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Switching gears a little bit, up next, because we're going to be asking the question, should New Zealand become a part of Australia? And asking the question, should New Zealand become part of Australia? This is this outgoing MP in New Zealand, Jamie Strange, told the Parliament on his way out. They sort of can do a speech like offering advice.
Uh-huh.
He said, we should just become part of Australia. He goes, every time I go over there, I think, will we one day become part of Australia? And one of the reasons he cited was we've got Aldi over here and they don't, and he wishes they had it there. He said because of economies of scale, they could then do that.
Oh, now, interesting.
This is the question. Should we, I guess, join forces or let New Zealand... It's smaller, let's face it.
We'd absorb New Zealand.
Right?
We would, yeah.
Now, you're quite in favour of this, I'm thinking.
I am quite in favour of this. I mean, you've got to look after your younger siblings to begin with as well. You see New Zealand a bit as like a younger brother, you know? So we've got to look after them. But I guess on a more selfish level, I think it'd be great if New Zealand was part of Australia because that means going to New Zealand would be so much easier, you know? Like, you wouldn't have to worry about a passport, you wouldn't have to worry about your visa, anything like that. You don't have to go through customs, you know? It'd just be so much easier.
Here's my concern, right? And I hear what you're saying, and I do think that's good, but they keep claiming stuff as theirs, right? The pavlova, the lamington, all these types of things. And I think if they're already starting the relationship like that, I don't know, I'm a bit suspicious. So I don't think we should take them on.
Oh, but then there wouldn't be any debate because it'd all be Australian anyway.
I just think they're still, like, if they're starting off on that foot, it's not a good way to start things off. I'm not a fan. I don't think it's good. I think we shouldn't. I'm saying no.
Well, let's bring in, obviously, our favourite journo from the newsroom, Jess. Good morning, Jess.
Hi.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm with Crevo, but
again,
I'm with Crevo.
Broken record.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's a smart side of things to be on.
I have been overseas a total of 3 times, and each of those times was to New Zealand. So if we join with New Zealand, I will have never been overseas, and that's just sad.
Still over a sea. I'll still let you count.
Oh, what's Tasmania then?
Yeah, same difference.
Like, come on.
Well, that's exactly Tasmania counts. Why can't New Zealand count? You've just helped my argument.
No. You've got to keep them separate so that Jess can keep her claim of being overseas once before.
Do you not agree, though? It'd be easier without having to go through customs and all that rubbish.
That's not that bad.
Jess just wants a little passport stamp, you know?
I've never had it stamped, actually.
Oh,
it's very sad.
Yeah, right. They should stamp it.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? Like, thinking about it as well, like, I grew up in Perth.
Mm.
From here, New Zealand is closer than we are to Perth.
Much closer, yes.
Yeah, so, like, it's not even, like, in terms of it's that far away. I just think there's so many reasons why we can absorb it. And then who knows next? World domination? You take the Philippines next? I don't know. It's the PNG. You just start, all of a sudden, world domination.
That's what's on your agenda. I'm saying, I don't think that's great. I don't think we should be taking over other countries. Anyway, let's get your thoughts on this. 4967 4105. Should Australia absorb New Zealand into it? Or should it stay the way it is? And, of course, best callers on air today win $100 fuel cards. We've also got double passes to Chicks at the Flicks at Event Centres Glendale. And each winner, they get a gift bag on arrival as well. How good's that?
Winning on winning on winning, Crevo.
Yeah, to Wood Rising. Lou, do you think that we should absorb New Zealand?
Absolutely not. Not for the reasons you guys gave, but because they're our sporting rivalry. Who are we going to have our rivalry against? Is it the Silver Ferns and the All Blacks and all this?
Yeah,
that is a great point.
Yeah, I never even thought
of that.
That's
an unreal point, isn't it?
Now Stevens might be rethinking the whole situation.
Well, she's appealed to my sports love, which is dangerous.
Yeah.
But that on the counter side to that, at like the Olympics and the World Cup and stuff like that, we'd be stronger.
That is true.
We'd have a bigger pool to, I don't know. My head's in all over the place
think
now.
Think about rugby for a second there. Just for a second.
Wow, we'd be unstoppable, wouldn't
we? We would. To Singleton next. Belinda, do you think we should absorb New Zealand?
No, I think New Zealand should absorb Australia because their politicians seem to be so much smarter than ours.
Is there a certain one you're a fan of or something?
Look, but just over the time and history, their laws are better, their connection with people is better. I mean, Jacinda Ardern did a fabulous job when she was Prime Minister, and I just think that they are smarter about how they use their economic and social policy.
Okay.
They'll do for the New Zealand love.
Yeah, they think it's a bit too much.
I think we're trying to up Australia here, not the other way around.
That's right. Exactly. We're trying to absorb New Zealand, not go the other way.
Yeah, look, maybe some valid points. Wrong. You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
Oh, let me play that for you. Here we go.
Wrong.
All right. That's us done for today. Not really any settlement on that debate. I think it's too confusing maybe for...
The fact of the matter is we've looked at this at a real surface level and had a bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
Like when you get down to the real nitty gritty and the politics of it,
too hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a much more nuanced argument.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the conclusion, really.
That is us done for today, but we've also got to give away some prizes here. First of all, we've got a double pass to Chicks at the Flicks at Event Cinemas Glendale, Wednesday the 6th of September. They're also getting a gift bag on arrival at the cinemas. Lou from Wood Rising, for your opinion on that debate, that's going all to you. And also to Jenny in Belmont, who's getting a $100 fuel card because she's so bonded with you over her love of chips.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about shrinkflation earlier. We love paying for a bag of air.
So true. That is us done for today. We will see you tomorrow.
That we certainly will. See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.